Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Have you ever thought about Lifetime TV movie titles and just how ridiculous they are?
Ooh.
Like, Mother May I Sleep with Danger. Well, we started thinking about this the other day. My sister-in-law stars in a Lifetime TV movie. So if you're binge-watching or just want to, like, check out of life and watch Best Friend's Betrayal, my sister-in-law Mary is one of the stars of it. So we start talking about that, and we're like, these Lifetime TV movie titles could actually turn into really great radio.
Without a doubt. And so he threw a bunch of Lifetime movie titles in a hat, drew them out, and we're all coming up with radio segments based on Lifetime movie titles. Then y'all, the not-so-cool kids, will vote on which one you like the best, and we will try to execute it on the radio.
I'm so excited to hear today's ideas. And producer Janine, you are up with the Lifetime TV movie title of Expecting Amish.
I am so excited for this, y'all, and I am sorry in advance, our intern Amanda. She is the only single person here, and I need a single person.
Hold on. Didn't she get lumped in with Kelly's idea, too?
Yeah. Well, we decided with ours that we would do, like, the love, marry, or kill. And then once you figured out who it was, Amanda would have to go on a date with him. So between the four of us picking those out, or the three of you picking it out, then she's going to hit, like, three great dates, I think. And now Janine's great idea.
Yes, it's going to be the best date of them all. So basically, Amanda, she goes undercover as an Amish person on Tinder. She finds someone. Right? You set up a date. You find a date with a dude. It's all fine. Your chats or whatever, your dates, whatever, you set it up. And you show up totally Amish. I'm talking bonnet. I'm talking you make your own dress. I'm talking you bring a gift of pierogies. I want all of this. I want you to talk about the furniture in it and how well made it is. And I want you to be like,
to show up on horseback.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And then we take bets on how long it takes for him to ask. Bonus points if he asks about how you were on Tinder in the first place.
Well, I think she should, her profile should be Amish Amanda. Let me churn your butter. That's what it should be.
Coming up with her tagline is a bit in and of itself.
Yes. I really just want to make Amanda make her own dress. Like, that's part of it. But I want all of it, and I just want to see.
And if she gets, like, two or three dates with the guy, she brings him, like, a white linen shirt that she made herself.
Yes.
Like, here, I made this for you. That's great, Amanda.
I don't know anything about Amish people, but I love this bit.
You don't
know,
Amish people. They are removed from the technological aspects of society. So they don't have electricity. They probably have a well on their property for well water.
Really?
They farm. They make furniture. Like, if you grew up in the part of the world where Janine and I grew up, they're plentiful. There's a lot of them around.
Okay.
And you can go to Amish furniture stores, and they hand make, like, with hand saws. Like, they don't have power tools, so they use hand saws to craft really good furniture.
So how do they cook without electricity?
They use, like, fire. They'll use gas or
fire ovens and cook everything old school. Their food is incredible.
I was going to say, girl, get you some Amish bread.
Yes.
So good.
Really?
Right.
Yes.
So, and I just wanted to go.
The big thing about the Amish is, like, they live in this world for a period of time, right? For that's how they're raised. But then for a 1 year period, I believe it is, when the kids reach 18, they're allowed to leave the Amish country and go wherever they want for 1 year to experience non-Amish life. And it's called, like, Rumspringer.
Yeah.
And they leave for Rumspringer, and then they can go do whatever they want, which is, like, yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. So isn't there a reality show about
it? I was going to say, Jeff's been watching Breaking Amish on TLC.
Yes!
Yeah.
That's the one. I've heard of that.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what it was about.
Yeah, you can go and leave, and then at the end, you decide if you want to leave or stay. And most actually do stay, but I just want to see Amanda in a bonnet.
Amish Amanda.
I love this. I love Janine's idea. All right, Jeff Deller, you are up next with your idea, and your Lifetime TV movie title is what?
Honeymoon with Mom.
Honeymoon with Mom. How does that turn into radio? We'll find out here in 3 minutes.
Well, Jeff first, and Jen Amanda show. Needs to get married.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up. Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
All right, Jeff Deller, let's hear it. Your Lifetime TV movie title that is going to turn into the best radio ever.
The name of the Lifetime TV movie was Honeymoon with Mom. The idea is simple, and it's celebrating what we do best. It doesn't involve humiliating poor, desperate Amanda trying to find ways to get her out on dates, wearing weird clothes like bonnets. Doesn't involve that. Doesn't involve humiliating each other by dipping us in a shark tank. For Jen's
fun.
Game, the mermaid chair.
Mine's the best.
Mine just involves pure awkward. Because wedding season is right around the corner.
Okay.
So imagine you are just an engaged person going about your business and you get a phone call from your fiance. And your fiance has come up with a brilliant idea that their mom comes on the honeymoon with the two of you. And you have X amount of time, the contestant has X amount of time to convince their significant other to take mom on the honeymoon with them. We offer up prizes for people who can do it.
So if they convince the fiance to say yes, it's a good idea, then they win prizes.
Correct. And if they say no, most of them are going to say no. Like, can you imagine, Jen, if you got a call from Grant while you guys were engaged, you're a month out from your wedding, the phone, what's that look for?
I would have rethought the wedding day.
The phone rings and you're like, oh, hey, Grant, what's up? You need me to stop at the store on my way home? What's going on? What can I do for you? And he goes, I have an idea. What if mom came on our honeymoon with us and we could really show her what, I forget where you went on your honeymoon, but where what such and such is all about?
Yeah, I'd be looking at that diamond on my finger going, is it worth it? Is it worth it? Should I do this? Maybe this is a sign. Maybe I should not marry him. Seriously, who would say yes to that?
Imagine listening to that conversation. It would be beautiful. And as we've learned, if you end up single because of that, Kelly and Janine are both ready to humiliate you with their dating ideas.
True.
So you could get back out there.
Okay, I love your idea, honeymoon with mom. But I think the reward has to be big. It has to be a honeymoon.
Yes.
Yeah, we can. Sure.
What do you think?
Yeah, we'll send that through the departments and we'll get it back.
The honeymoon will be to Jasper, Georgia.
The not so cool honeymoon.
The not so cool honeymoon. Have you guys heard of the Hamptone Inn? The what? The Hamptone. I haven't.
And no offense, Jasper. I really like you. I really like Jasper. I'm just saying that's about where we go.
And no offense, Hamptone Inn. I like you, too. You got free cookies in the lobby.
Yeah, that's right.
Just saying.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.